Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 387. Tech Telegram, how are you folks doing? Hey, I really heard from you guys, my fans, this previous past week, and I'm very grateful. Yeah, there is an issue with the feed going from the website to Spotify and Amazon and iTunes. So the month of February has not been showing up in the feeds. We're working on that. It's not as just as cut and dry as anybody might make you think. It's just a lot of hoops and hollers, and some of the stuff is out of my wheelhouse. Podcast, as well as the transcript, is there located on the blog post for the podcast. You can catch up on those that you didn't find in the archive. I am working on getting that, and hopefully this week have it rectified the feed. But I do appreciate all you folks looking out for me. Let me know that you weren't hearing the Moose Podcast. So thank you so much. I am still using the Adobe Podcast Beta, and the transcript will be there for it as well. And in theory, once the feed is done, it'll be there on iTunes. And I think Spotify, if you pay for it, if I remember correctly. But that's all there. So appreciate it. Hey, my good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com. That's with an S, bedfords.com. They've been real busy. Now, this coming week, they have that free class / clinic, how to photograph the solar eclipse. Go online, register for it. It's free. I know many of you are looking forward and going to be part of it. Many people asking if I'm going to be doing anything for it. I am not. I'm going to live it through all your photographs that you guys share out there. But I won't be part of it and won't be traveling to go see it. Those of you who are, highly recommend Bedford's for their class, as well as for the great service. A lot of folks keep asking about used gear, and Bedford's has a really nice selection of top shelf, great gear, all the brands, big savings. And you know, even on the used gear, if you say the old Moose, you'll get an extra 5% off after you check out. So Bedford's, you know, they got the product, they've got the instruction, they've got the passion. They got the prices. Tell them thanks for sponsoring the Moose Podcast, because they make a big difference. So thank you, Bedfords. Well, I'm going to get into this week's episode. Dr. LeGram, now, I bet you there's some of you, because you guys are pretty darn smart. You know what Dr. LeGram means? Well, it kind of hit me, and I got to go back in time. I guess I should go back in time. Once upon a time, many lifetimes ago, I worked at a place called Dell's Camera in Santa Barbara, California. And it was hard to believe. It was basically just a Nikon. All I sold was Nikon, especially when I started there. And we would take in used gear, buy it, trade it, sell it. So part of the things I had to do was look at some of the gear and inspect it. And I just won't ever forget this one time. Hadn't been there for long. In a beautiful Nikkor 135 2.8. This is back in the days of film. This is a long time ago. Came in, the guy wanted to sell it. And it still was in its box. It had, back then, came in this white foam, dense foam kind of shell. And I pulled it out, and I took off the one half of the shell, and here's this lens. It looked spanking brand new. And I know I said something like, well, this looks like brand new. And the guy says, well, it is. And he said, trust me. And as soon as you said that, I was like, okay, what am I not seeing? And took it out, and I turned it around, and right there on the shade was a Declagram. It was just staring right at me. And what he had done was he had applied some bug repellent. This is back in the days in the 80s. and put bug repellent on, hadn't washed his hands, grabbed that lens, put his index finger on that shade, which instantly left a big fingerprint right there on that shade. And I'm like, ouch. So, Declagram, it's the impression taken from your fingerprints. And when it comes to photography, you know, it's kind of an important thing to think about. Let's just talk about that. Stuff like sunblock and bug repellent. Now, some of it, especially with a more powerful DEET, you should be aware of the fact that it will strip the paint. It will strip the numbers right off your camera body and lenses. You can, it is better than acetone. It will just shoop right off. And nothing starts off a day of shooting in any worse manner than to instantly mar your camera gear finish. And it's kind of important. That's not the kind of fingerprint you want to leave on your photography. So, is that all I want to talk about when it comes to Declagram? Nope. How about one that I see continually? And when I point it out, other folks are always like, I didn't see that. I didn't notice that. And that is the fingerprint, or as we would say, also the foot track, folks leave when they finish an image. And I'm always quite amazed, especially in this day and age, how often you look at photographs and you can see that somebody had gone into post-production, had done this, that, and the other. And we know that because we can see this, that, or the other. And that's not a good fingerprint to leave on your work. And it's important to understand that often, especially if you're in the business of photography, in leaving that fingerprint, you have done more than just signal that you have used something to finish that image in some way. It also has implicated the fact that you didn't get it right in the camera. And I'll be the first to admit that that is something that I'm holding on to. And there's some out there, probably more and more, who are not. And of course, that loss of that mark and characteristic of craftsmanship concerns me, especially in the editorial world where more and more of that is just kind of slipping through. I don't know if it's slipping through the cracks or it's the, you know, if my competitor's doing it, I got to do it pressure, which still leads us down a dark road. But, you know, that impression, whether you get that paycheck or not, that impression that you had to do that. I talked to one editor this past week and they admitted that, yeah, they know some of the images have been in some cases severely photoshopped, but the pressure was they need to fill that page. But they said that the odds they're using or looking at any of the images from that photographer again are probably slim because they know that that quality that they should have put in at the viewfinder when they went click wasn't there, but it did that same lack of care or quality carried through to post. And that kind of really, I guess you say, bothered that editor. And that's not really the Declagram I'm talking about either in today at all. What I want to talk about when it comes to that Declagram, and I chose that word rather than saying, you know, impression taken from fingers or fingerprints. The reason why I said I want to use Declagram because I wanted to kind of sink in. I thought maybe that if I used a word that wasn't familiar, you might just scratch your head and that might help sink in this whole concept of leaving that positive impression on your photographs. Now, we always consider and think of fingerprints as, you know, something that's criminal based, you know, because that's how, you know, they catch the bad guys, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, leaving your fingerprints in a good way is something that I think should be encouraged to creatives, especially photographers. Now, how can you leave positive fingerprints on your work? Well, let's just think about it this way. There are five people. They're all lined up shoulder to shoulder. They all have the exact same body, exact same lens, the exact same settings. Yet when you look at those five photographs, they're as different as the five photographers shooting them. And why is that? Because each one has left their own unique fingerprint, that dactylogram, on that image. How could they have done that? They might have changed exposure compensation. They might have changed their white balance. They might put the subject in the right corner, the left corner, or dead center. There is a number of ways in which, thank goodness, we can leave our fingerprints, our dactylogram, on our images. And that goes not only from the camera, but at the computer. Now, here's the huge challenge. I'm going to take myself for example. There's one thing that, and I have to tell you, when people comment about it, it gives me a warm, fuzzy spot inside. And they'll say, usually Instagram is the most common place. They said, I went through my feed and I could tell that picture was yours before I even looked to see. And that always just warms cockles of my heart. And why? Well, because I've left my fingerprint on that photograph. You could say I left my strict quality and craftsmanship on that photograph. But I always think that that's all part of it. But what I've really left is a bit of my heart, that passion for whatever that story is I'm trying to tell, and that has reached out and touched you. I've said it 100 times, and it's not going to change. I'm not an eyeball photographer. I don't really seek to get so close that all you kind of see is a bit of a head. I like to see, in fact, prefer to see as small a subject in the frame as I can arrange the elements, yet you can't help but see it. And that is really the fingerprint that's really all over my photographs. And that's true for aviation or a landscape or critters. And that comes from the fact that in my own personal, the way that I view the world and go through the world and enjoy the world is I'm a small part of it. We're all a small part of it. All of us together, including that world, make up everything that's in that world. So I don't like to really kind of just cut everything out and just have one thing. I want it in there, especially when it comes to critters and aviation. Because, I mean, either one, you could just easily just select the critter or the aircraft or whatever and put it on a white background in Photoshop and call it a day. But when you do that, you've kind of taken away the uniqueness of that character. You've kind of got a star without a stage, a paragraph without a story. And I got to have all that. And that's really my dactylogram on this thing called photography, is that story that's being told from corner to corner, edge to edge of the frame. Now, here's the beauty. You can do it totally different and be probably more successful than I am. And you can move your photography forward continually. If you think about, and I'm going to use the word dactylogram rather than brand or style, because brand and style, you know, it's kind of confusing terms. And if we just think about leaving our own fingerprints on, not our gear, please don't leave it on your gear. Don't do it in your photo finishing. But leave it on your story, your visual story. I have a dear friend and loves to tell stories. They love to tell stories. But when it comes down to their experience, both at the camera and telling that story, they tend to leave out a big part, the biggest part being their heart. And so their fingerprint they're leaving is a little bit on the dry side when they're anything but dry. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, I talked about in last week's episode that really applies here is getting over the fear factor of leaving our declogram on our photography and on our audience and actually making that statement that will resonate. And if it doesn't, being able to deal with that that possible fear of failure, that's a big hard part of this whole process of leaving our fingerprint on that photograph. But that's such an essential part. And when you do leave that declogram on that story and it's successful, no one's going to have to come up and tell you, hey, that was really successful. You're going to know it. You're going to put that photograph out there and don't measure the number of likes or responses you get to that photograph as a measure of how successful your story is. No. Don't do that. You want to sit there and go through and from your own gut. Because some stories, one of my favorite is it's the movie A Wonderful Life. It came out right after World War II. The director was one of the five that made so many films for the War Department during World War II. I mean, that star, Jimmy Stewart, came out of World War II, and he had been changed. And the movie came out, It's a Wonderful Life. It was a box office flop. It couldn't have been bigger disaster for Wilder, for Jimmy Stewart, or any, you know, Donna Reed. I mean, it just went down in flames. And look at it now, right? I mean, there isn't a Christmas where that doesn't get played 100 times on every channel, DVDs, downloads, right? So just because at this moment that photograph didn't happen to grab everyone's attention, don't give up on it or yourself. You know, leave that heart in that photograph and work on thinking about your declogram and how you can make it continually spread. So people look at that photograph and go, yep, I can see a declogram on there. You folks have an absolute marvelous week. Get out there and click. We're here in March. I've received photographs this past week, birds with eggs in their nests, so that season's coming. Remember, there's all those resources on the website, moosepearson.com, about photographing nesting birds safely. Have a great time, and remember to make every click your story.